would have been the same simple programme that I've gone on to teach all of my students at University College London, the same as you'll find on the first page of practically any introductory computer science textbook. Because there is a tradition among all those who have ever learned to code, a rite of passage almost. Your first task as a rookie is to programme the computer to flash up a famous phrase onto the screen. Hello, world. It's a tradition that dates back to the 1970s, when Brian Kernighan included it as a tutorial in his phenomenally popular programming textbook. The book, and hence the phrase, marked an important point in the history of computers. The microprocessor had just arrived on the scene, heralding the transition of computers from what they'd been in the past, enormous great specialist machines fed on punch cards and ticker tape, to something more like the personal computers we're used to, with a screen, a keyboard, and a blinking cursor. Hello World came along at the first moment when chit-chat with your computer was a possibility. Years later, Brian Kernighan told a Forbes interviewer about his inspiration for the phrase. He'd seen a cartoon with an egg and a newly hatched chick chirping the words Hello World as it was born, and it had stuck in his mind. It's not entirely clear who the chick is supposed to be in that scenario. The fresh-faced human triumphantly announcing their brave arrival to the world of programming, or the computer itself awakening from the mundane slumber of spreadsheets and text documents, ready to connect its mind to the real world and do its new master's bidding. Maybe both, but it's certainly a phrase that unites all programmers and connects them to every machine that's ever been programmed. There's something else I like about the phrase, something that has never been more relevant or more important than it is now. As computer algorithms increasingly control and decide our future, Hello World is a reminder of a moment of dialogue between human and machine. Of an instant where the boundary between controller and controlled is virtually imperceptible. It marks the start of a partnership, a shared journey of possibilities where one cannot exist without the other. In the age of the machine, that's a sentiment worth bearing in mind. Introduction. Anyone who has ever visited Jones Beach on Long Island, New York, will have driven under a series of bridges on their way to the ocean. These bridges, primarily built to filter people on and off the highway, have an unusual feature. As they gently arc over the traffic, they hang extraordinarily low, sometimes leaving as little as 9 feet of clearance from the tarmac. There's a reason for this strange design. In the 1920s, Robert Moses, a powerful New York urban planner, was keen to keep his newly finished award-winning state park at Jones Beach the preserve of white and wealthy Americans. Knowing that his preferred clientele would travel to the beach in their private cars, while people from poor black neighborhoods would get there by bus, he deliberately tried to limit access by building hundreds of low-lying bridges along the highway, too low for the 12-foot buses to pass under. Racist bridges aren't the only inanimate objects that have had a quiet, clandestine control over people. History is littered with examples of objects and inventions with a power beyond their professed purpose. Sometimes it's deliberately and maliciously factored into their design, but at other times it's the result of thoughtless omissions. Just think of the lack of wheelchair access in some urban areas. Sometimes it's an unintended consequence, like the mechanized weaving machines of the 19th century. They were designed to make it easier to create complicated textiles, but in the end, the impact they had on wages, unemployment, and working conditions made them arguably more tyrannical than any Victorian capitalist. Modern inventions are no different. Just ask the residents of Scunthorpe in the north of England, who were blocked from opening AOL accounts after the internet giant created a new profanity filter that objected to the name of their town. Or Chukwuemeka Afigbo, the Nigerian man who discovered an automatic hand soap dispenser that released soap perfectly whenever his white friend placed their hand under the